And then when no one objects, that this person is having a field day with all of us, with the Awliya Ikram, then he becomes great. And now he starts to recite the Sahaba Ikram. Companions of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when no one takes action and holds that person by the collar and tells him, look at you doing wrong. Then what he does? He begins to now criticize the Anbiya Alayhi Salaam, the Prophets of Allah. And when no one is ever in bed, then he becomes a person arrogant and begins to criticize Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders, after that, that person, obviously, he will leave the fold of Islam like how an arrow will leave the hole. Nevertheless, in the last discussion, I was mentioning to you the attack and the discussion between the Muslims and Rustam. Rustam, he wanted negotiations, and the Muslims, they sent delegations. And Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya narrates, that means Hafiz Imaduddin. He narrates the story. And Rustam, he, after discussing with Muhayra, which I mentioned to you last time I was here, he called for another ambassador from the Muslims. So Hazrat Qadir bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sent another ambassador. This time he wrote, what he did, he sent Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered the court of Rustam. Then Rustam, he found this man with luxury, comfort, silken sheets are spread out, dazzling diamonds and precious stones were placed all around, and beauty and luxury surrounded Rustam. And while Rustam was seated on a throne with a gold crown on his head. Now, respected elders, this happened those days in the time of Sahaba Ikram, but he applies to us now. Because the West and the materialistic West, whether it is materialistic East or West, this is depicted here. In so called luxury and comfort, in so called ease and devil, and in so called the extravagant, lavishness, food, plenty of food and plenty of clothing, plenty of jewelry, plenty of pearls and diamonds, plenty of fighting power and might. And here comes Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came and he was riding his pandeel. He came in the court and he was dressed very simply in super clothing with a sword and some armor. He rolled in inside the court and dismounted and tied his conveyors to the pole there. Then he approached Rustam. The courtiers of Rustam told him, you can't come. Because he was dressed very simply, sword in hand, very simple. And they told him, no, you have to take out your sword and your armor. So Hazrat Rustam, Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala told him, the fear, I did not come here of my own accord. You called me here. Rustam called me here. I did not come of my own accord. If you want me, I'll go back. See, that's why the Muslim, he stood on his ground. These days, unfortunately, we Muslims, let alone the leading Muslims and the ruling Muslims, we keep moving goalposts to suit our whims and fancies. You see, Muslim, he will move his goalposts, he will sacrifice his principles, he will sacrifice all his scruples to please his children and his wife and his countrymen and his family. He will engage in evil and in bad and in custom and ritual to satisfy all that is around him. Muslim said, no, let him come. Hazrat Rabi bin Amir came forward by leaning on his spear and causing the valuable carpet and silk to be ripped. It's a very simple statement, this. But this is what Islam has come to do. Islam has come, and Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala is physically, practically showing it, that Islam has come to destroy unnecessary comfort. Islam has come to ruin lavishness, extravaganza. Islam has come to bring simplicity. Islam has come to the message of simplicity. Islam has come to tell us that the sleeping, glittering, dazzling world is not the be-all and the end-all. Islam has come to teach us that the materialistic world that we are hankering after, we are fleeting and we are running after, this is not the purpose of life. But the purpose of life, you would explain just now to witness what they came from. The purpose of life is to link the creation to the Creator. Then they ask him, why have you people come? Ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala said, Allah has sent us to the people to take the people away from the worship of the creation and turn them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the famous statement. We look visual ibad, we ibad in ibad. We look visual ibad, we ibad in ibad. That to take the creation away from the worship of the creation. Same. Hazrat Buzaira told Rustam the same thing. Hazrat Rabi bin Amir, Rabi Allah Ta'ala, is saying Rustam the same thing. That we have entered your land, we have entered your country, we have come here to take away the worship of man. Unfortunately, we have got this in us too. We have tendencies in us that we want to worship man, we want to hero worship. And each one, unfortunately, has got some heroes in their head. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our guide. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one who is supposed to be emulating, following. But unfortunately, you'll see, the person walking around, he got one very funny hairstyle. You ask the person, what's wrong with you? So, no, this hairstyle here, some software starts working. So the style has got it also. The other time I met one person, one young person, perhaps you got one problem. He said, why, what happened to you? I said, well, maybe you got an electrical shock. Sure, you got all the great Tariqa. Great Tariqa. And who funded that? Who gave you the money to buy the gel? The daughter of the bazaar, you don't know which is the daughter, which is the mother. Both half naked. And man, Morana, or person right now, he looks like a Morana. Big Purta, big brother. But the wife right near him, half naked. Daughter, half naked. Who gave them the money to buy this? We gave them the money. We gave them the money to emulate the super cricket stars and the super soccer stars and tennis stars. We gave them the money to do all these things. And we are crying. And then you get a phone call, Mustafa, my son, something happened. What happened? No, he's mowing the lawn 12 o'clock in the night. Mowing the lawn 12 o'clock in the night, you know this fellow, something happened to him, he's got a drug. Why is he mowing the lawn at 12 o'clock in the night? And put the washing machine on at 1 o'clock in the morning. When he became so useful to his mother, that he was to wash dishes. Unless he took his drugs. And where is he getting the money from? You giving him the money. You are giving him the money. So you deserve the consequences of that. Because you do not want to talk to your child. You do not want to address your child. You do not want to communicate with your child. You do not want to help him to fight the kuffar and the west. Respected elders, so Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala says, to remove the difficulties of the people and take them towards ease. So this is a clear message that Islam has come with ease. Islam is a deen that is easy. What I say is every time I start, the deen is easy. These hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which states that the deen is easy, but we have made it difficult. We have made the deen very difficult for ourselves. That which is not compulsory, making compulsory. That which is not obligatory, making obligatory. That which is not farz, making farz. In the end, see our customs and our rituals during wedding time. See our customs and rituals during death time. See our customs and rituals during circumcision time. See our customs and rituals during burial time. See our customs and rituals during our functions. And then see carefully with some alim and ask him, is this Islamic? Should I do this? Should I not do this? And you will find that three quarters of the things that we are doing, we are not supposed to be doing. But for a salat that we are supposed to be doing, that we don't do. Keeping a beard, a fully fledged beard, that we don't want to do. Looking like the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't prepare to do. But to waste money and splash money on custom and ritual which is not proven in Islam, everybody is ready to do that. And then we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon us. How can that happen? The deen is easy. That is why there are so many examples of this. And we have written on this also, extensively. That this deen is easy, and Rabi bin Amir is saying the Kafir whispers that we have come to take you to ease and remove the difficulties. Today, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We got a deen that is easy, that is simple, but we bring the difficulties upon ourselves. We bring the difficulties upon ourselves. Do this, do that. Half of the time we follow our forefathers, half of the time we follow our grandmothers, half of the time we follow the deen that was brought to us from India, we have got no basis that we practice upon it. But every other person is pious, every other person eating is going directly to Jannah. Then he says, to take people out of oppression of other religions towards the justice of Islam. Towards the justice of Islam. And the oppression, that means all other adyans, all other systems are oppression. What is non-oppression is Islam. What is non-oppression is Islam. Islam is just. Total justice. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, have I harmed anybody? Have I injured anybody? At any time? One sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did I do to you? So Ya Rasulullah, one day, you were on the rail, and your whip fell down and hurt me. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, where? No, it hurt me on my back. So, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi, take your retribution. And he took out his sword. He took out his sword and told him, take your retribution. And we see which ruler does that these days. Which political ruler does that these days. Muslim or non-Muslim. Politics is new definition. When my party is in power, I need. When your party comes in power, you need also. Both our parties die of indigestion. You still feel this? So let's tell me what he does. You should have been a third class and take out the shirt, and you know that on his death was a seal of Nabuwa. So that Sahabi actually wanted to kiss the seal of Nabuwa. And he embraced Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he kissed the seal of the Nubuwwah and he said that I have got nothing against you now. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes to court. He was summoned by Qadi Shuray radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qadi Shuray was an excellent judge. Far excellent judge. He was chief justice at that time in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala was dealing with this. When he came, Qadi Shuray stood up for him and respect that he is the Amir of the Muslimin of the time. Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala was told, no, don't do that. Don't stand. they said, did you have a meal in the beginning? He said, no, you have fallen into thought. Now all these thoughts are equal, equal in the eyes of Islamic law. I want to see where this happened to Jesus. Famously, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he claimed that one Jew got his sword. One Jew got his sword. Again, Qadi Shurey. When Qadi Shurey was the chief justice of the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, chief justice of the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, chief justice of the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also. Such a good judge. And the Shia criticized him, taking half out of the fold of Islam. Hazrat Ali, when Qadi Shurey questioned him and asked him for his witnesses, Hazrat Ali could not produce witnesses besides his own family members, which are not acceptable in the court. And Qadi Shurey ruled against the Amir of the Mu'mineen, as that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that due to lack of evidence, that sword belongs to that Jew and not to you. So what do you think can happen there? Or what do you think has to happen there? That the Jew has to say that with this justice I have to accept Islam, and the sword is actually Hazrat Ali, and this is the sword. Today you and I, how we are set. Those days it was stated concerning our forefathers that a Muslim, when he said something, it was good as gold. Those days when a Muslim said something, it was better than putting it in writing. Today, can we stand and say that? Have we got honesty amongst us? Trustworthiness amongst us? Are we loyal? Are we sincere in our transaction? Are we just in our transaction? Today, the Muslim he writes the check, even the ink disappears. Hazrat Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Allah ta'ala has sent us with this deen so that we may give da'wah to the deen. Whosoever will accept the invitation of the deen, we will accept him in the fold of Islam and leave him in peace. And whosoever rejects, that means this level, we will wage war against them until we believe and we achieve the promise of Allah. The courtiers ask, what is the promise of Allah? Hazrat Ali bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala said, the person who fights the disbeliever and is killed becomes a shaheed, a martyr. And for him is Jannah. And for the person who is not killed in the battle, then for him there is victory. Muslim said, I have heard all that you have told me. Could it be possible to delay any hostilities so that I may be able to ponder over them? Hazrat Rabi bin Amir said, fine, okay. How much time do you require? 1, 2 days? Muslim said, this is too little. I will need sufficient time to assemble all the counselors and ministers of my court, as well as my advisors to consult them. Then Hazrat Rabi bin Amir, we can only follow according to the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you meet an enemy, they will not give them grace for more than 3 days. Therefore, we will grant you grace for 3 days. After 3 days, you have to accept one of 3 options, Iman, Jizya, or war. I explained this previously to you. For 3 days, Sahaba Ikram, this is a rule. And soon this point of negotiation, you're not negotiating from any other platform, but using Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's very clear about this, that wisdom wants more days, so he can prepare. But Rabi bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying very clearly, no, there are 3 days. 3 days decide 3 things. You are to accept Islam, then you live in peace. Pay jizya, that is protection tax, you live in peace. Thirdly, or the sword, or the fight. And prior to that, what he says, that Muslim, when he fights the battle, and when a Muslim fights for the cause of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for the deen of Allah, to defend Allah, to defend the deen of Allah, to protect the deen of Allah, then if he dies in the proceeding, then he will get Jannah. He will become a shaheed. And he will go to Jannah. And if he doesn't die while fighting in the way of Allah, what will happen to him? He will be still victorious. Why? He will be in the pleasure of Allah to fight another day. He will be in the pleasure of Allah to fight another day. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand this deen, to practice upon this deen. And we should make dua for all the Mujahideen throughout the entire world. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays the kufar and grant the Mujahideen victory. May dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to all the Mujahideen. To all those who are serving the path of Allah. To grant the ability to practice upon Islam, to serve Islam, to look like Muslims, to behave like Muslims, to frequent the masjid, to read the Quran, and to recite Durood Sharif upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant the ability to practice deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One to announcement. See, respected elders, when you come to Jummah, first of all, Jummah is obligatory upon Muslims. And Qura Salat is obligatory. So when you wait for Jummah or wait for any Salat, don't think that you're doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. Don't think that you're doing other favor by coming for Jummah. So when you come to Jummah, come nicely. And when you park your car, then secure your car. Don't leave any valuables in your car so that roads, thieves, potential thieves look at it and break into your car. Of course, difficulty of order. When you go for Salat, then don't go to Salat with wearing 1,000 red pair of shoes or 500 red pair of shoes. Take a simple shoe. So if that goes away, then you don't suffer a heart attack. You understand? And then you say, why am I going to Salat to see in my shoes? Don't use that as an excuse. It's just the elders. So you come with simple shoes. Again, think simple things. You come with simple shoes, you park your car for parking to security on it, and don't leave your valuables here. It's a place there, Muhammad. So, the brothers of the Indian father can come through before we start. Alhamdulillah. Then also, Alhamdulillah, many of you come with your staff, and we notice that 40 brothers stand on the lawn, crossing the lawn, and when the Salah starts, then they come in. So why come to Jummah? Come with you. And yes, come. We hear that. Brothers, go to come. From the Ujjukara. Aja. Come quickly. If you're local in the moment, 4 or 5 people. Yes, sir. You need to accept it. You come here again.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله العلي القدير.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية تحجيب الأخلاق كي تعيشوا بالاتفاق. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سباب المؤمن فسوق وقتاله كفر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الكذب ينقص الرزق. وقال أيضا: أتدرون ما الغيبة؟ قالوا: الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: ذكر أحدكم أخاه بما يكره. وقال أيضا: من حسن إسلام المرء تركوه ما لا يعنيه. وقال أيضا: لا تمالي أخاك ولا تمازحه ولا تعده موعدا فتخلفه. وقال أيضا: أن أتقي يا أمتي برعاء من التكلف. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، الذي ارسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ارحم امتي بامتي ابو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، واشد في امر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، واصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، واقربهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمه سيدة نساء اهل الجنه رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب اهل الجنه رضي الله تعالى عنهم. اللهم صل على العباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذون غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبه فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضه فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية. وصل اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ثبتنا عن الإيمان وأمتنا عن الإيمان واحشنا يوم القيامة عن الإيمان. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.